Netflix.
That's right. I am joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Sam and Chris. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jess.
How are we going?
Pretty all right.
Now, this is it's always a good time when we have Sam and Chris behind the mic because it means that we are going to find out some of our some of their favourite hidden gems amongst streaming services, give you a little bit of an option to spend your Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, who's going first?
That'll be Sam this
week. I'm going first.
Ooh, Sam, step up to the plate.
Yeah,
what have you got?
Mixing it up.
Okay.
I have been checking out ABC iView. There are so many strange shows on there.
So many wonderful shows on ABC iView.
Oh, yeah. Strange doesn't mean bad.
Weird, wonderful.
No, not at all.
Love it.
Yeah, okay. A lot of exclusive Aussie stuff that they don't actually show on TV.
Mm.
Although one in particular stands out.
Okay.
It is called No Strings Attached.
Oh.
It's all about real stories told by real people who have tried online dating.
Okay.
But it's also acted out by puppets.
Yeah. That's awesome.
you get the feeling that it's only because of the name, No Strings Attached, that they decided to do puppets.
Yeah.
But I suppose also like the creators wanted to express like the democratic nature of dating apps. Like, you know, if you go to your local bar, this is what the creator Emma Watts said, if you go to your local bar, you'll find people in the same demographic as you. So it's... But on No Strings Attached, you get people going on Tinder and you find like a Dutch-Australian couple, like a guy who just goes to the Netherlands chasing this one girl.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
And you, yeah, it is a bit creepy.
Creepy chase a girl around the world. That's not love. That's stalking.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to watch the episode to find out.
Okay.
And you also have gay couples. You have a celibate relationship.
Okay.
They also have a polygamous relationship with three people.
Polygamy is always... not baffled me, but I've always been very interested by it. I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's definitely one that you could extend in a show like this.
Yeah, what? This is real. And so, okay. Dating stories.
Yeah.
Acted out by puppets.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what type of puppets? Are they realistic puppets?
Well, they're not realistic puppets. They're actually quite strangely designed.
Okay, cool.
I mean, they're constructed really well. They're not just like Muppet ripoffs as well.
Okay.
They have really characteristic eyes, but they all look different and exotic, I guess, as well.
And they look like humans, or have we got like bunny rabbits and sharks?
Kind of like humanoid things. There's one guy who kind of looks like a rhino, but he's also kind of human
as well. I
want
to know who thought of this.
Someone who's very artistically, maybe recreational drugs.
Yeah.
I love this. So this is all on ABC iView?
It's all on iView, and it's definitely, it's not a heavy show. It's mostly comedic.
Okay.
It also treats the characters with respect. They never make a joke at their expense.
No. Yeah. And this is cool.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes, all pretty short, so it's very binge-worthy.
Okay, a good bingeable season.
Yeah, and also... apparently, if you've had a strange online dating experience, you can email them.
Ah, so they're true stories.
Yeah, they're all
true
stories.
That's awesome.
And they could make you into a puppet too if you've got a funny story.
That is even better.
Oh my, this is a secret hidden life goal of mine, to be puppet form. I want to be a few forms. I'd like to be puppet form, clay form, painting form.
Mm.
I think that's the holy trifecta of impressionism.
And then put those straight in the pool room for your enjoyment.
Straight,
absolutely.
Straight in the ballroom. Have you guys had any weird online dating experiences?
Oh, yeah. Dozens.
Yeah. Dozens.
I mean, a lot of good ones, but weird ones as well. Yeah.
I have not even had the strength to even install Tinder.
No. Good. Stay away.
Oh, thank you for that advice.
I didn't meet my boyfriend online, but we were kind of introduced through a mutual friend and then got to know each other through Facebook.
Oh, okay. That's kind of different.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, different. It was at a Bunnings barbecue. It's an interesting
weird
story.
The best way to break the ice is over a barbecue sizzle.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I didn't meet him. We were set up by a family friend of ours who is his boss, who he works for. It was it's very strange. I always get a little sentimental going to a Bunnings barbecue.
Oh.
Maybe they can do a story on me.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a puppet felt version of a Bunnings barbecue.
Absolutely. The love barbecue.
The love barbecue. Now, Chris, moving straight on to what you've got for us this week. What have you got?
I'm looking at a podcast called Tad Doyle's Noise Floor Podcast.
Okay.
It just launched with its debut episode, so it's a pretty good time to get into it.
Get in on the ground
floor.
Yeah,
exactly. And it sees Seattle musician, producer and audio engineer Thomas Andrew Doyle, or Tad for short.
Okay.
He's talking with a bunch of guest musicians, songwriters, recording, mixing and mastering engineers, sound designers, composers of film, television and gaming soundtracks from around the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a big music chat.
Huge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And whoa. He's Tad Doyle has a massive music history. He was in a band called Tad that was sort of around the same time as Nirvana and Soundgarden and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, cool. They were that really cool
one of the
era.
Grunge bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Seattle. He still lives in Seattle. But yeah, he's still active musically, even though Tad have broken up. So he released his debut solo album this year and also has launched his podcast.
I think that's really cool of him.
Yeah.
And so he's just talking kind of music industry stuff. What do they
basically
actually talk about?
Well, his first guest is Peter Scatabello. And he is like Tad, a guy who wears many hats.
Mm-hmm.
He's a recording and mixing engineer. He's a record label owner. He composes for film and video and games and TV.
Wow.
And he also makes bread.
Oh.
Yeah,
what?
Just randomly inserted there at the end.
I think that's a very important one. You cannot forget that.
Absolutely.
He does all these wonderful musical engineering things, but he makes a mean sourdough too.
Yeah, yeah. His sourdough is as good as his drumming.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
So I've heard.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Okay.
So, yeah, the podcast is really great for listening to because you get to hear musicians talk about how they make a living, like just doing music and sort of how they balance the music they want to make versus like they
the
both write for commercials.
Mm.
They both write for advertising agencies and stuff like that. So sort of the challenges
that's
of that.
It sounds like this is going to be a really interesting series.
Yeah, it really, really is.
Mm. And reaching out to some really, he's obviously a very well-connected person who's going to get some really top-notch people on this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And you get to find out about like, in this episode, you found out about the link between symphonic music and metal music.
Okay.
So they're
it's
both
a little bit of music history, a little bit of their history.
Yeah, totally.
Some bread, some...
Yep.
Okay, I'm on board.
A little bit of bread.
How do we access this one?
Well, it's on the website. It is taddoyle.com. And
okay,
then
so he's launched it through his own...
/noisefloor.
Okay, so he's launched it all through his own
website, through his own
which
website.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I think that this would be a really interesting one to do episodically, so every week
absolutely.
As they come out. But it would also be interesting to wait to the end and binge.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit much, though. It might have to be an
episodic
thing.
Yeah, it is. Part of it is very technical in terms of they talk about recording techniques and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord.
So if you're a musician or a recording engineer, it's fascinating listening.
Yeah, or just someone who's
or someone who's really passionate about that. Like,
and
I'm
it
not...
sounds like the whole history of it and their own personal experiences would be quite interesting as well for anyone
definitely.
Who isn't necessarily technically minded.
Exactly. Like I came away from listening to the podcast with at least a list of about 10 bands that I really wanted to check out.
Okay.
Peter's band.
Yeah.
Tad's solo album and then a bunch of other bands as
that
well.
They
that they were just talking about.
Do they play a lot of music through the podcast?
They played two of Peter's bands. So it's called... what's his band called?
The Peter Scatabello Trio.
I have drawn a blank.
Oh, no.
His band is called...
It's obviously stuck.
It's the Sky Shadow Obelisk. They played two songs of that.
That's quite a band name.
Yeah.
That is a very good band
It's a very good band name. So they blend kind of classical music and metal. So in the middle, they played that. And it feels like about four songs, the one song they play, because there's so many different... kind of
this is the
sounds
this is the
it.
Morning of weird combinations.
Yeah,
we've got dating and puppets and we've got
classical music and metal. Yeah,
there's a lot in common.
There is
more than you think.
Is there between classical and metal?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a genre called symphonic metal. It's very
I'm getting put in my place this
very
morning.
Extreme.
Radio.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like I guess they focus on sort of outside of classical music and outside of metal music. So if you're interested in stuff left of field, it's the perfect place to go.
It's the way to go.
I'm into that. Definitely with a sandwich on nice bread.
Absolutely.
Made by
on a sourdough baked by Peter.
Okay, boys, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very
much.
Jess.